G2, welcome.
Hello, good morning.
You come dressed up as a slutty researcher. No, you're not dressed up today.
You had that in your back pocket, didn't you? You were dying to get me in just to say that. I'm not a bit slutty, by the way. Always have my legs covered. Always.
Anyway,
we're talking about costumes because the Facebook feed this morning, everyone's got the kids going to school in their costumes and there are some brilliant ones. And I've just seen Amanda sitting outside working with us today. Her nieces and nephews have dressed up. One of them, the nephew, went as Mel B from Spice Girls. A whole load of fake tan and bronzer, fake boobs. It's brilliant. And
well,
a big wig. And apparently the four others are going to be Spice Girls as well in the boys' class in the national school.
Well, I still think of the kid, you have to dress up as books you like and characters from books.
Yeah.
And remember the kid dressed up as the boy in the striped pajamas?
Yes.
Yeah, did.
Controversial.
Did the full head shave and everything.
We put his picture up on our website.
He was committed to the
website.
To the task. So what can we expect this Halloween season?
All over the place for the last couple of weeks, there have been articles about, I hate this, slutty costume for girls. But look, girls, it's your one chance. Just get out and dress how you want. Because I've done it. I don't do it anymore because I'm just that little bit older, I think, and it's a little bit sad.
I wouldn't say a little bit. I'd say...
But I love costumes. I love dressing up. And we've had a few texts in from our listeners saying, I have no idea because, you're sick of seeing the Where's Wally and, Alan from The Hangover and Borat. Like, these are costumes that you see at every fancy dress party.
Yeah.
And they're a little tired.
A little bit David Brent.
It can be really, really easy if you just keep it simple. And like one of the ones from the year, you think of topical things and things that have been in the news of the year and kind of go, well, maybe nobody else will think of that.
Yeah, good.
Like say the purple scarf guy from the Apple launch. Do you remember that guy?
No.
When the iPhone 6 was launched earlier this year, all people were talking about, it wasn't really the phone, it was the guy that was launching it. He was wearing this, as they call it, an infinity scarf, which was a mauve colour. And the internet went mental. Who is this guy? What is he wearing? So if you're just a guy and you're like, I'm not into costumes, but I could be something. Get yourself a purple infinity scarf, jeans, and a grey shirt, and you'll be the guy from the Mac launch.
That's kind of niche now, in fairness. The guy from the Mac launch.
That's thinking outside the box, and that's what we're talking about.
Okay. Because last year, there were a few Tomos from, you remember the fizzy orange?
Yeah, yeah. And the dead cat. They had the dead cat from Love Fate. All you just dress as a cat, have a bullet hole.
That's it. That'll do it.
Yeah.
A few whiskers.
Yeah. I dressed up as a cat, which is a really normal thing to do, but I got a meower from a toy, a cat toy.
Done.
So I took it out of the toy and put it in my bra. So I just had to kind of touch my heart and go, meow.
Touch your heart.
Meow. It's the little things.
It sure is.
Yeah,
Grace.
And it's really
simple.
It sure
is. That's great. I'm glad that within your head there is this world that allows you to embrace.
Yeah, but one of my favorite costumes that I make them all myself because you can buy them in the shops and they're everywhere, which is great because people don't have the time to put things together or they're not creative enough and it's grand. Buy it from the pack and you'll look great and it's a great costume. Everyone know who you are. But kind of my favorite costume that I ever made myself was a glow stick man. It was really simple. It was just a black cat suit and a balaclava. I took it into Army Bargains on Cable Street and get a balaclava, which was a bit threatening and scary, but it was just for a costume, so you can buy anything and get away with it. And I got glow sticks and I sewed them just as a stick man.
You're very creative. That's really good. But most people wouldn't be able to do
that. When you turn the lights off at the party and
you're
dance,
glowed.
It was absolutely
dance,
brilliant.
Like,
but it's so simple. They're selling glow sticks in deals for $1.49, packs of them. So it's a really good idea and it lasts the whole night because they last for about 6 hours, the glow sticks.
Only you would know that they're selling
them.
It's great.
It's a really good costume.
Okay, no, you know what? It's great and it's creative.
Exactly.
No, I'm not knocking. I think it's great.
You've got
great imagination.
And then another easy one is the Milky Bar Kid. Because you just go in, again, deals or the pound shop and you get loads of Milky Bars and you make them into a belt. And I had like a white dress and a cowboy hat, put them around the hat and give them out. And everyone's happy to see you.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Okay.
Yeah. And my favourite was Dave Sherry last year, though. Did you hear the story of what he went as?
What was it?
Marty Morrissey.
Oh, I remember. Sure, yeah. I met him the night he was dressed.
Out in the pub, dressed
really
as Marty Morrissey. He had the RTE mic.
Yeah.
Should get in trouble for that. And, kind of makeup and did his hair the way.
You
can imagine what he looked like. And he met him. He met him on the street.
Dressed up.
And he was like, Marty!
Oh, no.
He was roaring after him down Grafton Street. And he took it with great heart. And he was very impressed that somebody would dress up as him for Halloween.
That is impressive. That is impressive.
I think the kids are going as like zombie anything, dead anything.
Yeah.
Kids are just dead, it's just a dead Superman, dead Batman, zombie Batman. So
and
I think
then girls
that's
are just doing
trend.
Slutty anything.
No, well, not the kids, but the girls.
No, I mean later on.
Yeah,
the older
they kind of are.
The women.
But do you know what they're selling as well on the internet for really, really cheap? Are emoji masks. You know the emojis. You've started to use them only recently.
Yes, I quite like them.
Yeah, it's like the faces with the hearts for eyes.
Yeah, they're funny.
But they've got five online that you can buy. So they're just the masks. You can wear anything, so you can just say yes, I've dressed up, I've got a mask, and they're kind of cool and quirky.
Quirky, yeah.
But one of them that's for sale is the poop one. You know, the poop.
That is
emoji.
For sale.
That is. It's one of
just
the masks.
Put it on your head and say, what'd you come as? Came as a shithead.
Yeah.
All right, what else
that's
we got?
That's a good one. Remember the three boob girl? That's an easy one. If you've got a good pair of boobs, just make a fake one in the middle and there you go. You're the three boob girl.
Yeah.
Didn't exist in real life, but you know, you can pretend to
but
be
but it's
her.
off the year.
Yeah,
the year.
And then thinking of TV, if you're a Homeland fan, go with Carrie. So just have mascara running down your cheeks because she's so miserable and always crying. Blonde wig, bar mitzvah blow up saxophone because, you know, she loves jazz.
Oh, yeah, she loves
so
the
jazz.
So
you can kind of, they're not the ones that you say straight away. I know who that is. But when you talk to someone, you're like, God, that's actually quite clever. And carry around a diagram, whiteboard of colour-coded theories and a terror chart alert. So that will be Carrie from Homeland.
What are we not allowed to go as?
Ebola anything. No, steer clear. I've seen it on the internet.
The space suits and
everyone
whole lot.
Is going, Ebola victim? No.
Insensitive.
No. Insensitive, you can't. No. Also, Mrs. Doubtfire, please don't go. Please don't do
what
it,
about
lads.
The tribute?
It's too soon.
Tribute to Roger Rabbit.
Is it too
Robin.
Soon? No. 51552, is it too soon to go to Mrs. Doubtfire or any what Robin
Williams
characters?
I went to Hannibal Lecter in college once. I got borrowed a boiler suit from my uncle and I got a ski mask and then combed the hair right back and a trickle of blood from my mouth.
Wow, so you did
that.
Actually do the dress-up.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't imagine you.
Yeah. I came, went to the GI last year to a thing, which I enjoyed.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember the photos,
Private
actually.
Ryan.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's not so bad.
I enjoyed that.
Now, what they're doing is they have... what was the one that you just said there that you... Sorry.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter. They have sexy Hannibal Lecter on the internet.
There's no such thing.
So it's a straitjacket dress.
Oh.
But they also have sexy Olaf from Frozen, which is a white swimsuit and white over the knee socks and a carrot for a nose.
Nah, beat it with that. That's just complete
nonsense. That's what you're talking about. When you go into any club over the weekend, next weekend, that's what you're going to see.
Okay,
you're
there's
see sexy
there's,
everything.
You've got Jess from New Girl, you've got Big Bang Theory.
They're
theory
easy
people,
ones. Jess from New Girl.
New Black.
All they need is a polka dot dress, bangs, a fringe, dorky glasses and be cute and it's like I have dressed up
I'll take that.
That's right up your alley.
Sure is.
Or you can, if you're a bloke, you can do Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory, which is just a comic book t-shirt, long sleeves and say bazinga a lot.
Okay, but no Ebola
please.
No, don't be doing that. You're definitely doing Ebola, aren't you? You're doing Ebola.
No,
you're slutty Ebola.
I'm not dressing up this year, unfortunately. It's the one year that I can't because I'm going to be away. I'm going to be in Marrakesh getting Ebola. I'll bring that back.
Don't bring us anything back. Okay, G2, thanks very much indeed. It's 10 o'clock.